This is the Stinking Truth.
As we sit here right now talking, we do not yet know who the starting quarterback will be for the Steelers Sunday night against the Jets. Does it matter in terms of how you evaluate this game, who you would pick to win, if it's Justin Fields or if it's Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me personally, I think it's harder. I think it would be harder to defend Justin Fields because of the threat of the quarterback run. And Justin has played, you know, like Justin averages under 200 yards per game. I think around 160 yards passing per game. He's got five touchdown passes, one pick. He hasn't taken a lot of sacks. He's only thrown one pick. And, you know, he's got five rushing touchdowns. So he's got 10 total touchdowns. They're 4-2 right now. Like, here's the thing that is mind-boggling to me is you don't ever want to be embroiled in a quarterback controversy. And yet you've brought it on yourself, so to speak, right? You've created your own controversy. And yeah, you could just say, hey, man, Justin's our starter. We're 4-2. And you can move on. But this whole time you've said, well, you know, Russ isn't healthy yet, so we'll evaluate when the time comes. And now it's, hey, Russ is going to get some of the, you know, some of the reps, the first team reps. Now, I personally feel like they're using that Russ is getting some of the first team reps to make the Jets prepare for Russ. So there is value in saying, hey, listen, if you take, even if it's 10% of your time, 10% of your energy, focused on something that's not going to happen, that's 10% less you have to practice on the things that are going to happen. So you're going to have to take 10% of your preparation away from Justin Fields, away from that quarterback run game, away from what they do in the zone read, away from the RPO system, away from, you know, all the things that he does do, and say, okay, what if Russ becomes the quarterback? Now I got to go back to look at, see what he was in Denver under Sean Payton, see what he could be, you know, and I've got to prep that stuff. And then I got to prep my players for that stuff. And then my players have to practice a little bit, just a smidge, 10%. So 10%, if you're running, let's say you're running 50 plays, okay? 50 plays on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay, now we've got to take five of those plays away from what we know we're going to get and devote five plays on Wednesday, five plays on Thursday, five plays on Friday, 15 total plays to the potential of Russ. And so that takes away, you know, that five plays, that 15 total plays takes away from 15 total plays that you know you're getting against Justin Fields.
Right.
Then now you got to practice for Russ. And so I personally feel like this little gamesmanship, because I can't imagine being 4-2 and saying, yep, I'm going to change my quarterback now. But like, that's the game we're playing right now. So we'll see exactly what goes on Sunday night when they take on the Jets.
Tom Brady is now part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. He walked into the Raiders facility yesterday, got a hero's welcome. All the employees were there, and he walked in, and I don't understand how he's going to continue to be a broadcaster for Fox, but that's a different conversation. What I am curious is, even though he's a limited partner, I think we're talking about maybe 10% stake in the Raiders, do you anticipate him being a real active participant, having a very active, influential voice in football decisions? There's already a report out there that he's going to aggressively pursue Bill Belichick to be the next coach of the Raiders. How much do you see Brady being involved in the daily running of the Raiders?
I don't know about the daily running, Mike, but the philosophical approach to the organization, I can definitely see him having a hand and a say in who becomes the next head coach if they decide to go that way, away from Antonio Pierce. I think in all those kind of big decisions, his opinion will be heard and will be taken into consideration. And why wouldn't it be? I mean, that dude has had more success and knows more about football than just about anybody in regards to, you know, what he was able to do, the championships he was able to win, all those things. So, yeah, I mean, if you're Mark Davis, you're certainly going to lean on, you know, Tom Brady any place you should start with your haircut. That's where you should start leaning on Tom Brady for haircut advice and clothing advice. That would be number one. And then football things. Yeah, like first off, like just makeup tips and beauty tips. That would be my number one thing. Brady, like, take me away, like Calgon. Like, take me away and fix me up, right?
Give me a Brady makeover?
Yeah, makeover. Yeah. First, bring your barber in here. And normally, like, when I go to the barbershop, what I do is I sit down in the chair. If you're Mark Davis, you say, hey, fuck this shit up. But, like, like, if you're Tom Brady, I think what you have to do is say, hey, listen, first thing we're going to do is change your look a little bit, right? We're going to change your look. We're going to make you look beautiful. Oh, boom. Stinks. That's going to be the first thing. And then we'll talk about changing the coach. Then we'll talk about those things. But, yeah, I think that's the order of business for the Raiders.
I swear. Sometimes you got to give me a heads up that these things are coming because you catch me off guard with that, and I just lose it. Time for our moneymaker picks, man. I'll tell you, folks out there, listen to this man, Mark Schlereth. He is on a heater right now. 6-0 the last 2 weeks. Back-to-back 3-0 weeks. You're now a glittering 12-5-1 for the season. I'm not bad, but I'm lagging behind at 10-8. So here we go. You get a chance to go first, and I didn't press you for picks on some of those games that we were talking about earlier because I knew that they would probably show up here. So go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so my first pick, Bengals play the Browns. The Browns have basically punted on the season. Like, the fact that they continue to trot out Deshaun Watson is an embarrassment. That dude couldn't play dead in a Western. They just got rid of their best receiver who was having his worst year. Like, listen, Mark Cooper was all pro last year. And he caught 1,200 yards worth of passes from five different freaking quarterbacks.
Right.
And this year, Deshaun Watson, he can't produce at all. He's got more drops than anybody in the National Football League. So guys are bailing right now. The season is over. Wave the white flag. You know what? Listen, I look at the Bengals. They're fighting for their potential lives right now. They're like another loss, and they're pretty much completely out of it. But if they go on a little bit of heater themselves, they can get themselves right back in the playoff hunt right now, sitting at what? I think they're 2-4. I like the Bengals giving up 5.5. I'm taking the Bengals to win this thing. Then I'm going to go to the Lions. Like I told you, I think the Lions are the best team in the NFL. The Lions are getting 1.5 right now. Minnesota, the favorite in this one. I think the Lions beat them by double digits. I think the Lions kind of flex their proverbial muscles. So I'm taking the Lions and getting 1.5. And then lastly, 49ers and Chiefs, man, this is a great game. It's in San Francisco. The Niners favorite. It's basically a pick 'em. The Niners favored by 1.5. I'm taking the Niners. Not that this makes up for Super Bowl losses, but I think the Niners right now, I know the Chiefs coming off a bye week, Andy Reid coming off a bye week is ridiculous, but I'm going to go with the 49ers given 1.5.
Okay, solid picks, and I'm going to counter with the C.J. Stroud-Jordan Love matchup. I like the Packers at home in this one, so I'll take Green Bay minus the 2.5. Philadelphia, at some point, it's put up or shut up time, and this team needs to start kind of flexing their muscles if they have any to flex. So I'm going to take Philly minus 3. I think the Giants are developing kind of a solid blue collar attitude that they're not going to embarrass themselves, but they're so bereft of talent. I'll take Philly minus the 3 against the Giants. And then had a chance to watch the Chargers here last week against the Broncos. Very impressed with what Jim Harbaugh is doing there. This is a well-coached team that seems to know what their identity is. Arizona's still too flighty for me, so I'll take the Chargers minus the 2.5 against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I like those. I really looked at that Green Bay game quite a lot. I thought about taking that instead of San Francisco, but I decided to go with San Francisco because I have balls.
Because let's face it, you just have an insatiable man crush on the Shanahans. So
That you know, that is a good point. It is a good point. It's my love for the Shanahans.
Yes.
That I continue.
Yes.
To take L's in Super Bowls.
One of these years, though. One of these years.
This is the year.
This is the year.
This is the year.